This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free is the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. What's on our mind is Trump's parade. And the us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we all three independently brought in different versions of this story.
I love when that happens. Yes. I really do. Because that means we all have opinions, and those opinions may differ a little bit. And I expect tonight they will differ a little bit.
Yeah.
But I also expect that we're going to come to some common ground in some things.
Yeah.
Even me. And I never reach common ground with anyone.
So, Chris, you're the one that actually posted something in the show prep group about this parade where earlier this week it was reported by some military officials speaking on the condition of anonymity that, quote, the marching orders were, I want a parade like the one in France.
Yeah, and the story that I brought in came to us from the New York Times, and the title, I think, is kind of telling. Trump wants a parade, but not everyone is in step.
All right, so before we get into that, should we explain what this one in France is that Trump is talking about?
I'd like to know. I've never heard of this one in France.
Yeah, so he was in France last summer as part of some presidential something another, and he happened to have been there on Bastille Day. And in France, since 1880, they have had Bastille Day parades where the military does some march down the Champs-Élysées. And it's a big celebration about one of the many French revolutions. And again, it's been happening every year since 1880. Having military parades in Washington, D.C. is not very common. Hell, it's not common to have the military parade anywhere in the United States.
True, but not without precedent. We have had military parades. And
the last one in D.C. was 1991 to celebrate the victory in the Persian Gulf conflict that is often called the Persian Gulf War. And again, that was June 1991. So it's been 27 years almost.
Yeah. True. And prior to that, I mean, we had had some, there have been some following inaugurations. A lot of these were more during the Cold War. And I believe at the end of some wars.
End of World War One, end of World War Two.
Yeah.
But that's basically it. You know, it's not a yearly event. So to claim, I want a parade like the one in France, you know, it's not at all going to be historically similar at all. And it's going to come off, and I definitely want to hear whatever your story says there, Chris, but from where I'm standing, it's going to come off a lot like a spoiled brat kid that says, well, that guy over there has a thing, and I want the thing, too.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that. I think that Trump.
Little Timmy got this new toy, and I want this new toy, too, Mommy and Daddy. You give me this toy.
I don't think it's that. I think Trump is trying to assert the United States as the global superpower.
North Korea has parades, so we need parades.
Well, he's just trying to appreciate the military. I mean, he's the commander-in-chief, you know?
I don't think that's his motivation. I'm not sure I follow. Just because they have a parade, I want one, too. I don't agree with that one either. What I do think it is a show of military force, a subtle, not-so-subtle threat to the rest of the world, saying, look,
I don't think what you're saying, Chris.
How is a parade a threat of force?
It's a display of force.
No, it's not. It's a parade.
It's, here, look at all of the weapons that we have.
Right.
See, we have bigger, better weapons than you do.
Yeah.
And, Chris, what I'm saying of he's being a whiny brat saying, I want this too, and what you're saying, they're not mutually exclusive things.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think there's all sorts of nuances to this.
When I was young, I used to go to the air shows on Otis Air Force Base, and they'd have all the aircraft out for families to see. It was kind of like a parade, but it was more like a fair. Then you'd go, and you'd get to see all the aircrafts, and you'd have, like, the Blue Angels flying up, playing Chicken in the Sky. It was the coolest thing ever. Jets used to fly right over your head, and, they would do all kinds of crazy stuff, but it wasn't a display of force to show all the crazy, powerful jets that we have and the stealth bomber and, like, all these other things. Like, it was just literally, like, a day to come out and appreciate the military, have fun.
Exactly.
Have fried dough.
Well, and those things serve two purposes. They're the attendance at those by Blue Angels and stuff like that, that was a calculated move. For those of us grew up, and I was an air show junkie. If there was an air show around, I was bugging my parents to go. It was the craziest, coolest things. I always saw that
the
stuff.
The sound of the freaking engines, and they're like, vroom,
right.
It was
really neat. But the purpose, to say that they're not a show of military force, even when we go back to talking about air shows, those certainly were a show of military force. And foreign countries would watch these. They would follow these, too, to see if we were demonstrating any new technologies, anything that may be coming out that they haven't seen yet.
Well, yeah, well, stuff like that they used to have guarded with men with machine guns. You weren't even allowed to take pictures.
And I think my vision of a military parade, so I was in the military, and I've been in a lot of parades. That was like a standard thing whenever anybody seemed to come by our base when I was stationed down in Georgia. All right, guys, we're marching in a parade again.
Right.
And it would be that. It would be the troops going by. We'd all turn and salute at the same time. And
you're talking about, like local Memorial Day parades, Veteran Day parades.
I'm talking about
July 4th.
One I remember in particular was Senator Sam Nunn came to the base that I was stationed at. So all the troops, a bunch of troops marched by, and, that's what we did.
Yeah. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
We're talking again.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Bad Slave.
I'm sorry. I've been to the air shows and I love technology, so I would go and I would, that was probably the last military thing I ever went to was the air shows. But I think ultimately what the world needs to do, and the U.S. is the leader in the world, is to stop warring. And I think that I don't care whether it's Bastille Day or whatever. Didn't they change one of, we had we celebrated one of the endings of World War.
What is now Veterans Day used to be Armistice Day.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a better celebration. Not that I, don't want to support the veterans. But what I don't want is I don't want the government of the U.S., which I reject at this point. I am no longer consenting. I do not want them engaging in what they're engaging in because, over and over and over again since the U.S. has, been a country, we had the War of 1812, we had the Washington's,
a raid on Western Pennsylvania?
Whiskey, yeah. We had the war between the states. Then we had the Spanish-American War. We had the Mexican War. We had,
there have been a bunch of them. Bad Slave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. What are your thoughts on that parade?
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're discussing, and we barely just touched the subject, of Trump's marching orders to the military of, quote, I want a parade like the one in France. Again, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Maybe you want a directory of businesses that are owned and operated by liberty-minded individuals. Well, libertarians for years have wanted such a thing, and, well, there is one, and we're helping. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp. And there's even a bit of a social networking aspect, so you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusive for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And when you sign up, or after you sign up, maybe you've already signed up and you've been using it for a while, enter code FTL and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge at Liberty.menu.
And we've been talking about Trump's desire for a military parade and how not everybody's in step, so to speak. So I'm going to kick
in
this
lockstep.
In lockstep. In goose step. Pick your step.
Texas two-step.
There we go. Washington. Tanks, jets, and other killing machines painted all of drab. And tan could be rolling down the roots of the nation's capital later this year for a peacetime parade inspired by President Trump. The Pentagon is in the planning stages for an event that was held last year in Washington. That was last held, man, just not happening today, is it? Am I just bumbling? I'm going to start
over. Put on your reading glasses there, Grandpa. Oh, wait, Mark took the readers.
That's okay. I have to now read without glasses, so it works out. The Pentagon is in the planning stages for an event that was last held in Washington in the summer of 1991, after the end of the 41-day Gulf War was celebrated with a $12 million victory parade. But on Wednesday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis avoided the word parade when tersely responding to reporters at the White House who asked about the possible show of force. Quote, we're all aware of this country, of this president's affection and respect for the military, Mr. Mattis said. Quote, we have been putting together some options and we will send them up to the White House for a decision, unquote. With the Pentagon plagued with readiness and budget issues, a massive display of military spectacle won't come cheap or easily. It's also very likely to run contrary to Mr. Mattis's priorities. The Washington Post first reported the Pentagon's planning for a parade on Tuesday. Mr. Trump and his advisors first floated the idea of military convoys through Washington soon after he was elected. The committee planning his inauguration ceremony reportedly explored but rejected the idea of highlighting military equipment in the traditional parade from the Capitol to the White House after Mr. Trump was sworn in. The full potential and grandeur of a military parade was on full display for Mr. Trump last July when he watched, and by all accounts thoroughly enjoyed, a Bastille Day parade celebration in Paris. Once he returned home, Mr. Trump said he told President Emmanuel Macron of France that he was considering the idea of a similar spectacle in the United States. Quote, I came back and one of my early calls were, I think we're going to have to start looking at that ourselves, Mr. Trump recounted of his conversation with Mr. Macron.
I really like your parade. I want to have my own parade, but my parade is going to be bigger.
Oh,
it's going to be
out.
Huge.
Months later, at the United Nations in September, quote, we're actually thinking about 4th of July, Pennsylvania Avenue, having a really great parade to show our military strength.
Now, I'm not sure if the article that you have there mentions it, but something that I read earlier today was that Pentagon officials are actually looking at having it on November 11th, which would be the 100th anniversary of the ending of World War One. That way it would be seen as less politicized and less tied to, you know, like, here's a parade for President Trump, right, and here's a parade to celebrate 100 years since the end of the war to end all wars that actually wound up not ending all wars.
Yep. And I want to repeat that last sentence, and then I think we could probably take a break and discuss this. This is Trump speaking. We're actually thinking about 4th of July, Pennsylvania Avenue, having a really great parade to show our military strength, unquote.
Yeah.
So I you know, again, we all certainly speculate.
Strength isn't a bad thing.
Strength in itself, being able to defend oneself, is certainly nothing,
nothing wrong with that.
Be ashamed of. But when it gets to the point where your country is $20 trillion in debt, ballpark right now, we can't afford. I brought in another story which talks about, you know, the Senate's agreement to sign a $300 billion spending bill, which we also can't afford. That adds again to our deficit.
Well, I mean, a lot of people just saw increases in their paychecks. I mean,
right, which, you know, if, depending on how you do accounting, we couldn't afford to do that either. If you're running a deficit, if you don't have enough revenues coming in to pay for your expenses, you know, say me as a small business owner, mm-hmm, not enough money's coming in to pay my bills, the last thing I could do is say, you know what, for all my employees, I'm going to start paying more of your tax receipts so you don't have to. In other words, I'm hastening my own demise.
So then your issue with the parade is the funding of it, not the parade itself, or is it both?
I haven't even said I had an issue with it. You're just putting words in my mouth.
Well, you're like, well, we can't afford it.
Well, that's true. That's absolutely true.
We did a little small talk on the little break thing.
Yeah,
we did.
So. We did. No, I disagree with America's assumed role over, you know, the last century in particular, as being the policeman of the world, and it's not benefited us. It has harmed us as a country. It's driven us into debt. It has forced us to become, you know, the biggest exporter of debt on the planet. That's our biggest export, folks. What we export are treasury bills, which other countries, as long as they continue to buy them, then we keep having money coming in.
Tax dollars go to. I don't know if you could attribute all of the.
I can't attribute it all to the military. I certainly can. I can also.
And we give a lot away in foreign aid too. That's just random cash.
Like, and we give a lot away.
We give military weapons. Some of these same jets and stuff that would be in this hypothetical parade, we've given to like other countries. Like that, I don't understand. Like, why are we given?
Why are we?
You know,
how about why do we give them to our enemies?
Yeah, to like the Muslim Brotherhood. I remember when that first happened, and like that was really mind-boggling that we gave
ISIS them. ISIS ends up with their hands on it, and the whole thing is when we compare the military strength of the United States versus the next 10 in line, we don't need to show off.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on that show of force?
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe instead of just listening to the show, you want to watch the show. You can do that because we do have webcams in here, and you can watch it on the Twitch. Go to twitch.lrn.fm, and there's a bunch of people in the Twitch chat room. There's a chat thing popped up over here. I think somewhere it tells me how many people are watching, but I don't see it.
Twitchers, Twitchies.
What is it? Twitch dot what?
LRN.fm.
Right. Or, yeah.
And then
the
we can,
site
like,
is twitch.tv.
Is there like a chat? Because I've heard
it's there's chat built into the thing. And I understand that there's a way that you can wind up doing something that they call cheering.
Really?
So you can send money to Free Talk Live through Twitch.
Hmm. Yeah. And they send it directly to me. That's my question.
So
they could wind up marking, you know, like, I want this to go to Chris. And then Ian would have to go through and say, oh, somebody wound up cheering for Chris with
$5. Great idea that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but you should.
That's Chris.
Wait a minute. So would Chris get the $5?
Yeah.
Ian would wind up having to, you know, go through and see that somebody noted that they wanted their money to go to Chris. And then Ian would give the money to Chris.
I'm just saying, Ian.
Johnny Ray.
Who's
our Sunday night co-host. He was actually on the Twitch channel a couple days ago live streaming some video games, and he wound up getting $1.
Yeah, that's only for game streams.
Oh, it's only for games.
Yep, that's all.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for everything because
they can throw the money in, but I'm not going to do it just for normal shows, only for game streams.
Oh, okay. Come on, Ian. I mean, we're talking for me because this has only been about me
you
so
guys are
far.
Paid to be here, so it's all good.
Are we?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not.
You are now.
Oh, geez.
You are now. Congratulations,
here's
you just found
here's
out.
Your dollar.
Twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Stefan calling in. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to discuss a topic I don't hear many people talk about.
Okay.
Which is the need for the use of prescriptions. I had a scenario I was playing out in my mind earlier. Let's imagine you get influenza. And you need to get Tamiflu because you don't want any complications from, you know, the flu virus. Because, as you know, if you get the flu, complications can arise like sepsis or pneumonia. But you don't have a primary care doctor to get the medication. So that person could inadvertently die because they couldn't get Tamiflu. But then the argument comes up, well, people would just go out and buy drugs and abuse them. What do you think of that?
I think the fact that, you know, certain drugs are only available by prescription, which the only reason that exists is because some government bureaucrat somewhere sat down and decided that that should be the case. They're the ones creating the problem. I don't know anybody that would wind up, nor do I know a reason why anybody would wind up, you know, just taking Tamiflu all the time. You know, if you look at some of the things that are regularly being abused, they're either available by prescription, opioids.
Right.
Those are prescription things. Outright banned, you know, certain drugs are outright banned, but people still get them. So people that want to wind up using drugs are going to find them, whether they buy them over the counter or with a prescription or make them in their bathtub.
Yeah, I agree with Daryl completely on that. I don't think we should have prescriptions at all. I think that if people are sick, that they should go to someone that they trust, that someone likely will be a doctor who, in my world, may or may not be certified by the American Medical Association, which I think is a crock.
And the AMA has a vested interest in limiting the number of doctors that get their certification.
Because that keeps wages up, yeah. So if somebody is sick and they live in a town that has a pharmacy but no doctor, the doctor's on vacation or something like that, what's wrong with them going to a pharmacy and saying, you know, Bob, I've got these symptoms, and I don't think it's anything serious, but it seems like I've got the flu. And a pharmacist going, yeah, you've got a fever, you've got everything that's going around. Here's some Tamiflu, and I'll take your money happily.
So maybe instead of, and here I am, you know, trying to be a pragmatist for a moment, instead of just saying, all right, remove all laws about prescriptions, allow pharmacists to write prescriptions.
Since they sort of train in all that, too?
No, they're the ones that fill them. They, you know, your doctor will always tell you, go get this from the pharmacist and ask them if you have any questions.
Right. And they have to know. Part of their, you know, certification and training is to go through and understand interactions between different families of drugs and things like that. And they'll frequently pick up on things that the family doctor maybe didn't think to ask.
Right. And the pharmacist also will notice, oh, wait a second, you're getting this prescription from this doctor and this prescription from this doctor, and these things counteract with one another, but the doctors don't necessarily know what you're getting from another doctor because HIPAA.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
It's like you mentioned that pharmacists are educated in medicine. Well, yeah, who do you call when you don't know if you can take, like, omeprazole with Tylenol?
Ghostbusters.
You call the pharmacist. Nice one.
Yeah, I just think that we have these high, we have a high cost of, I don't even know if we have a high cost of medicine. I know we have a high cost of medical insurance because that's all we talk about. We no longer talk about health care.
Right.
We talk about how much premiums are, which is stupid. And it's government regulations and all these bureaucracies that have gotten in the way of that, and special interest groups.
And, medications, they also wind up, being somewhat costly, and a lot of that has to do with the process of going through the FDA to wind up getting it approved, where it takes 5, 10, 15 years.
While people die.
And medical patents. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that some people have the exclusive rights to produce certain drugs that people need, and they can end up inflating the price because there's no competition. There's one last thing I'm going to throw out here for the argument of prescriptions that some people have given me. It's the idea that if we overprescribe or give out antibiotics too much, that viruses will evolve and people will buy them pointlessly. What do you think of that?
I think doctors prescribe them pointlessly right now, so.
But isn't that the reason they have to wind up coming out with a new flu vaccine every year because flu mutates because vaccine?
They find out which strain of the flu is going to be dominant, and they end up using that strain in the vaccine.
Right. Yeah, basically four families of flu. Heather, you were saying something?
I was going to say, I'm not going to say that there aren't negative consequences to, letting people have like an antibiotic free-for-all or whatever, but if there are concerns raised by professionals in the industry, I'd be open to hearing them,
so
of like making my decision based on that, as opposed to just being like, no, everyone has a right and blah 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 blah. Like, I'm kind of one of those, like, if we're gonna make decisions as a community in some way, shape, or form, we should at least be open to hearing people's warnings instead of writing everything off,
But I don't think we're advocating writing it off. I put it this way. I pretty much check myself out of the medical system. I just do not go there unless it's literally life or death.
And here's a warning that most people have wound up ignoring. Don't overuse antibacterial soap that you can buy at the pharmacy without a prescription, or buy at the gas station, or buy anywhere.
Agreed.
Because overuse of antibacterial soap winds up weakening the immune system.
Yeah. But, this is what frustrates me sometimes is that you have so many different areas of research at this point in life. Like, we've become so advanced, it's impossible for anybody to be advanced in every single category.
Right, but that doesn't mean we don't.
You have to kind of rely on professionals in different industries and heed their warning, if you will.
I
feel like a lot of, at least, a lot of people that I know, they don't do that. They just, they have some conspiracy when any professional in any industry warns about something. And
Stefan, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-453.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind. We started off talking about Donald Trump wanting a parade like the one in France, only huge. It's going to be a bigger parade. It's going to be a better parade because it's not going to be in France. It's going to be in Washington, D.C., where America. I can see it from the White House.
Barbecue.
That's where I live.
Set up a grill.
And then we had a call from Stefan, who was talking about antibiotics and prescription drugs. And I think we're going to continue that conversation for just a moment. We will go back to the phones. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about a home security system, a truly wireless home security system that you can get delivered to your front door and then wind up with, you know, a quick setup of about 10 to 15 minutes. You wind up downloading an app onto a smartphone or another portable device like a tablet, and then you can get notifications whenever something moves in front of that wireless camera, or you can just log in at any time and look to see what is happening in front of that camera. And boy, have I got a deal for you. Get 3 Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one.
Three.
Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect, all one word, BlinkProtect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. One more time, BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Rudy calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good morning, guys, and Chick. I don't know when the first microscope was invented, but ever since the first microscope was invented, and somebody said, what are those little things, the bacteria? Mankind didn't really have a clue about what was going on. So it's just been like maybe 400 or 500 years that we've known about bacteria. And then in 1930-something, Mr. Fleming, or whatever his name was, he discovered penicillin, and we went crazy. And it's a wonder drug, but now the bugs have been they've been training. Now the antibiotics don't work anymore. You can get an infection and get in the hospital. You can be there for 2 months and live, but you can be in there for a month time and die because there's some things that
hospitals can kill you.
For years and years, we put it in our cattle feed. It was in the waterways. It was just 25 years ago. I was living in the street. You go to the pet store and you buy antibiotics for the fish tank.
I still do. Yeah. The only antibiotics in our house are ones that are prescribed for fish. So I've got the equivalent of, honestly, I mean, it comes off the same lines as the antibiotics that are used for humans that you pay lots of money for. But I have amoxicillin, I have Cipro, I have penicillins, I have other stuff. I'm a little bit of a prepper. But
hold on. So what kind of fish wind up taking antibiotics? Like, you're not
all
giving
kinds of fish.
Antibiotics to a $2 goldfish, are you?
No, but there are different diseases that can get inside of an aquarium and affect your fish. And to battle those, you use certain antibiotics, and those are legally available.
You can have a two-foot grouper that gets ick on it, and that's a $300 fish. Plus, you raise them since he was a pup, so, you take the... Oh, I'm about the military grade.
Yep.
I think, is this the right word? Jingoistic?
I would say that's a good word, yes. That's an appropriate word.
Yeah, especially for, did you find out that there's 14 people in the White House, on the White House staff, that don't have security clearance?
They don't have what?
Security clearances.
Security clearances?
I don't know how prevalent that is in this administration. It was big news during the Clinton administration. I think they made a big deal of it in the Obama administration. So it seems like when Democrats are in, a lot of people are saying they don't.
The right-wing media made a big deal of it. But I'll bet you that everyone that was in there had clearances. I'm just saying. That's just the way it's been going that way forever.
Yep. Rudy, thank you for the call. Let's go to Trenton, calling from New Jersey. Trenton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, my name is actually Doug Sattel from Trenton, New Jersey.
I
had a feeling it was going to be
something along those lines. I'm being denied health care. I worked with some court officials that were asking me for $10,000, and my YouTube upload 22 at 1540.
Yeah, we don't care about your YouTube channel, Doug. Thank you very much. That's the same guy that calls in and tries giving his YouTube channel about all of these weird videos.
What is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ian went there one time, and they're just all these long videos.
Videos about what?
Yeah. Puppies or kittens or
him ranting about supposed stuff. He's also in a psych ward.
They let him call from there and post YouTube videos?
Yeah,
apparently.
Hell of a psych ward.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm calling your bluff, Daryl.
You want to see the videos.
I kind of want to see the videos now.
Talk to Ian. He might remember what the YouTube channel was.
That just seems
if I'd have let that Doug guy on for about 10 seconds longer, he'd have tried to give what the YouTube channel was because he had mentioned that he had stuff on YouTube.
He did.
Yeah.
Maybe vitally important stuff.
Yeah, you should have censored him.
What if that would have been like cure for cancer?
Doesn't have the cure for cancer on his YouTube channel.
Don't know that, Daryl. You just said you've never been there.
Maybe he has a solution for world peace.
Might.
So let's get back to talking about Donald Trump's jingoistic parade. And jingoism is definitely a fitting word definition. Extreme patriotism, especially in the form of aggressive or warlike foreign policy.
Yep.
See also xenophobia.
Yeah, back to this story. On Wednesday, few lawmakers, if any, said they loved the idea of Mr. Trump's parade. Some shrugged it off. Others called it undemocratic. Many lamented the use of the military's time and money. Quote, He's the president of the United States, Senator David Perdue.
Hey, wait, can I interrupt real quick? If that guy that just called in is still listening, can you find me on Facebook, Heather Mullins, and send me your YouTube link?
Okay.
I want to hear about your channel.
There you go.
Okay, continue.
Can I continue now?
Yes.
Do you have any other personal business you want to
get over? I won't censor you like Daryl likes to.
Thank you. Quote, he's the president of the United States, Senator David Perdue, Republican of Georgia, and an ally of Mr. Trump, told reporters at the Capitol. Personally, I would rather not do it, but he's the president, unquote. Representative Adam Smith of Washington State, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, noted that past military parades in the United States marked, quote, major national events such as the Gulf War or the end of World War II as achievements by the American people who fought in and supported those efforts, unquote. A military parade like this, one that is unduly focused on a single person, is what authoritarian regimes do, not democracies, Mr. Smith said in a statement. Military parades in the United States have traditionally followed the end of wars such as the Civil War and the two World Wars, as well as three presidential inaugurations during the Cold War. Small-town festivities are also sometimes replete with armored vehicles and their neighboring military units. It is unclear, however, when the parade would take place and what exactly it would celebrate. Independence Day in Washington is wrought with its own medley of festivities that make Memorial Day and Veterans Day logical frontrunners for the parade's host holiday. There have been few national celebrations for the decade-long wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Following the withdrawal of most American combat troops from Iraq in December 2011, St. Louis was the only major city that held a, quote, welcome home, unquote, parade for Iraq veterans in the weeks that followed. Thousands of people lined the Missouri streets, and for the procession of antiquated military vehicles, the Budweiser Clydesdales, and much flag-waving. Given the initial lackluster response to the president's proposal, the plans for a military parade may well be shot down. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina, said he wasn't adverse to a parade so long as it honored the military itself, the sacrifice of troops and service of all personnel. Quote, I'm not looking for a Soviet-style hardware display. That's not who we are, Mr. Graham told CNN. It's kind of cheesy. I think it shows weakness, quite frankly. Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, was just as blunt. I think confidence is silent, and insecurity is loud. America is the most powerful country in all of human history. Everyone knows it, and we don't need to show it off.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour 2 coming up next. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450.
Hello. My name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.